Not only because it's Pastor Paul in there tearing it up on the piano, but because it reminds us that we are creative. I was actually in the room when that idea was floated and it started to take shape, and just to watch the creative movement of our media arts team and Pastor Paul Gaucher, it was really, really awesome. I was able to visit another very creative place this past January. My wife and I celebrated our 25th year anniversary. Again, as I always say, the best 25 years of her life. How you doing? And we went to Europe, and we went to a couple different places in Europe. And one of the places we went to was a place called the Lviv. Can you say that with me? Lviv. Yeah, very sophisticated. After a while of trying to say things in a French accent, the French basically said, you need to leave our country. Go away. You're not making it better. But it was an amazing museum filled with all kinds of art, all kinds of creative energy that's been around in human beings for thousands of years. The realistic art that was hanging on the walls, I've never seen anything like it. It was as if someone took a picture and then blew it up and put it on a wall. The lighting, the shading, the creativeness was awesome. We even got to go on to see the Mona Lisa. A couple things about the Mona Lisa. It's incredibly small. I was like, wow, this could be really big, but it's a really small painting. But her eyes do follow you around the room, which is creepy. Wherever you're sitting at right now, she's looking right at you. So we're able to spend just about 4 hours in the Louvre, way too short. I mean, we barely scratched the surface. The sculptures and the art and the artifacts of human beings from thousands of years ago creating art, creating. So we left the Louvre and we walked down the street to the Impressionist Museum. And we're able to see art like I've never seen it before. Renoir, Monet, and you get to look at this and you wonder, okay, what's going on in there? And you're able to kind of enter into that picture and all those pictures with your own imagination, being drawn in by this impressionism, and it was amazing, highly creative. I actually put my phone away because I felt it was too holy for me to actually take pictures. And I wanted to remember what it felt like to look at those pictures. However, one of the most creative things I witnessed was in the Old Town Square in Prague. We spent a couple days in Prague. And as you went to this big Old Town Square, there were several food kiosks surrounding the square. And they were selling sausage and ham. I thought they were selling it by the kilo. Because I went up to the ham guy. We have a picture of the ham. That's my picture I took over an open fire. The best ham I've ever had in my life. And I went to the ham guy, and I go, I'd like half a kilo. He looked at me like, you're American. You obviously don't know what the metric system is. We order in grams here, not kilos. But I tell you, that ham was so awesome. I said, no. Let's have a half a kilo. The smile that guy had on his face, ear to ear, and I was eating that ham for days. Put it in my pocket, take it on the trains, didn't need snacks. Well, the most creative thing I saw in that food kiosk area was at the end of the food kiosks. There was actually, down around the corner of these food kiosks, there was a lady. And she had these pastry sticks that she was rolling, and it looked like she knew how to do this for decades. And this pastry that she was making, I later found out, was called Treldnik, and it's amazing. It's really, really good. But one of the things that caught my eye is how she made it. Because someone, at some point in time in history, took the creative step, had the creative idea, made the creative decision to rotisserie pastry over an open flame. Now, I love most things over an open flame, and I love that over an open flame, and it was amazing. Now, here's the crazy thing. That will never make it into the Louvre. It will never make it into the Impressionist Museum, but it was one of the more creative things I saw the whole trip. And the smile I was able to put on this woman's face when I ordered half a kilo. No, I didn't order half a kilo. I had too much ham to eat. Should have wrapped that pastry around the ham. That would have been a good idea. Well, there's a story in the book of Exodus, a book that talks about God's people, that God frees a group of slaves from Egypt, frees a group of slaves, moves them into a new life, and spends intentional time with them to help change their identity from being slaves to being freed people, and then to be covenantal followers of God. And one of the ways that God helps them change their identity is to help them see their own experience and their own creativity. God helps them turn all their skilled craftsmanship that they had used as slaves for generations, generations for their slave owners into creativity that they could use to bring joy and hope and community for themselves. There are long stretches, especially at the end of Exodus, where God gives these meticulous instructions on how to build this new relationship with God and the people. And one of the first things that God does is says, I want you to build me a house. I want you to build me a home. We're going to call it the tabernacle. We're going to call it the tent of meeting. And I want you to build this church so that everybody can always know where I am. And it's a mobile church. It's going to go with you. It's a tent of meeting. Wherever you go and set up camp, I want you to set my house up in the middle of your camp so that you can always know where I am. You never have to wonder. And in order to build this tent of meeting, they had to use their creativity. And they needed creativity from a lot of people. This is what it says in the book of Exodus, chapter 35. And they came, everyone whose heart was stirred, and everyone whose spirit was willing, and brought the Lord offerings to be used for the tent of meeting, and for all its service, and for the sacred vestments. All the Israelite men and women whose hearts made them willing to bring anything for the work that the Lord had commanded by Moses to be done brought it as a freewill offering to the Lord. Moses then called Bezalel and Oholiab and every skillful one to whom the Lord had given skill, everyone whose heart was stirred to come and do the work. There's a lot of detail in this story that we're not going to go into this morning. I invite you to read the end of Exodus. But this mobile church needed everybody's creativity. The church needed everyone to jump in. God gives them these instructions and needs the human, the creativity of the human, to bring it alive. But the phrase that pops out for me in all of this reading and instructions was the phrase, everyone whose heart was stirred. That's all it takes to be creative. A stirred heart, a willing heart. And God does the stirring. Years ago, there was an author named Robert Flugum who did a research project. And the research project was all about creativity. And he went to a group of kindergartners and he said, who can dance, who can draw, and who can sing? And guess what the kindergartner said? We all can. Every kindergartner raised their hand. Yeah, I can dance. Watch me. I can draw. Watch me. I can sing. Hear this. Right? Everybody could when they're in kindergarten. And then he goes to like a fourth grade classroom and says, hey, who can sing? Who can dance? Who can draw? And the hands are like, well, I don't know. I think I compare myself with, maybe I can. Then he goes into middle school. Of course, no middle school kids want to talk about anything ever. Sorry, middle school kids. It was even harder for those middle school kids to go, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then he went to the high school. Met a group of high school kids. And they said, you know, we're not in, I'm not in band, I'm not in choir, I'm not in the dance team, you know, I'm not in the art program here. That's somebody else's. And then he went to college students. Guess what college students said? It's not my major. It's not my major. I'm studying math and physics. Now, physics can be highly creative, but we sometimes don't think of it that way. And then he went to a group of adults. Guess what you said, adults? No. No, I can't. No. Don't put my picture on the fridge. I can't do that. Right? There's something about this world that pushes the creativity edge out of us. As we get older and older and older, we begin to compare ourselves with others. And we can't draw as well as others. We can't sing as well as others. We can't dance as well as others. We compare ourselves to things that are in museums called like Le Louvre. And we go, there's no way we could do that. However, God is not done with each and every one of us. God is stirring our hearts. Again, sometimes we can't feel it because we've been to the Impressionist Museum. Now, I think I could maybe do an Impressionist painting versus a realistic painting because it looks like to me, sorry, sacrilege, they're just like dotting stuff around and maybe, you know, you're famous enough, you get paid for it. I don't know, I might try. But we don't put our stuff in those museums. But God is stirring our hearts not to compare ourselves to the giants of history, but that God has made us and called, God calls us good. And we are called to be creative in ways that build the church, the house of God. We are called to be creative to build God's church. And that's what we're facing here at Prince of Peace. We need to be creative. God is stirring hearts. God is stirring the waters in ways that I had not foreseen, but God is. And God is calling us to respond, to be creative. If our hearts are willing to come and bring everything that we have to a project that never ends. The project of building the church never ends. Every generation is needed. And God is stirring your hearts in many and different ways. And who knows? Maybe it's as simple as rotisserie pastry that we can give away by the kilo. Here are a few creative ways that we've seen all of this happen here at Prince of Peace. Let's take a look.
Hi, Pop Kids. Check this out. My new art kit has watercolors, acrylic paints, oil pastels, colored pencils, so many ways to create. But you know, our Bible story for today about the Israelites building the tabernacle, which was something like a church building that they could pack up and move with them, it teaches us that our creativity doesn't depend on having the best or the fanciest tools. The Israelites certainly didn't. After wandering in the wilderness for many years with just what they could carry, they didn't have just about anything we'd normally use to build a church. But in good times and tough ones, in the Old Testament and today, God's gift of creativity brings color and joy and togetherness into our lives. Whether we've got every art supply we can dream of, or we're wandering in the wilderness, we can use God's gift of creativity to solve problems and create something special together. And I've got a story about our creative Pop Kids doing exactly that. In 2020, I'm sure you remember that most summer camps couldn't open because COVID made it too unsafe for big groups of kids to get together. At Prince of Peace, our worship arts camp team had a big problem. How could our amazing creative kids complete our mission of using our artistic skills to bring joy into the world, connect with each other, and share God's love? Well, just like the Israelites, we used creativity to solve our problem together, and we all shared what we had to build something great. If you were here in 2020, you might even remember being a part of this. Each kid received a basic wood square and a few paint colors. We invited kids to use whatever they already had at home to decorate it, and they sure did. From feathers and jewels to pom-poms and handprints, each kid made their square super special. And when we put them all together, well, in a time when it felt like so much had been taken away from us, together we had created the biggest, most colorful artwork in Pop Kids history. And guess what, friends? We're also excited about our Creative Pop Kids, because creative kids grow into creative adults who keep on using God's gift of creativity to bring joy to their lives, glory to God, and comfort and inspiration to others. Here's a look at just a few of the many ways our pop adults continue to change the world through their creativity.
You see the creative flip on that burger? I mean, somebody got it to the right height, got it right back down where it needed to be. I don't know who that was, but God stirred your heart. That's us. That's you. That's Prince of Peace. That's who we are. And if I dig back in through history, that's who we always have been. And that's who we always will be. That's who we are, even in the midst of change. That's still who we are. God is stirring our hearts.